You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the notorious B.I.C., Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And fan voting for the 2014 Pro Bowl is underway. Vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland and Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to cast your votes. The Browns, of course, take on the Jets in New York this weekend. To help give us a Jets perspective on this game, we'll be joined now by Randy Lang from NewYorkJets.com. Randy, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us here today. The Jets and the Browns, two teams that will be on the outside looking in as it relates to the playoffs this season, but teams with still a lot to play for trying to finish out the season. What's the number one kind of key right now as you see it on the Jets side of things for this game on Sunday?
Well, for the Jets, they really did feel as if they were in that playoff hunt. It wasn't just smoke and mirrors. They did feel as if they had a shot. But it certainly didn't materialize. It ended with the last place kick of week 15, Justin Tucker putting that ball through from 61 yards out. And so now it's really, it's the pride ball. It's Calvin Pace said, well, we have to look at it as this week is our AFC title game and next week is our Super Bowl. But really what it comes down to is the Jets do want to show progress. They do want to show that they have moved on from last year's 6-10. They don't want to go 6-10 again. They would like to go 8-8. And even though a lot of reporters will say, Rex Ryan, this is the third season in a row that you haven't had a winning record, Rex could always counter by saying, well, yeah, but we got to 8-8, and this is 4 out of 5 that we haven't had a losing record. So I think all things considered, the Jets still have some juice left, and they do want to get to 8-8. They do want to start with a win against the Browns on Sunday.
Randy, how much of a distraction is it, the discussion, so much of it, about Rex Ryan's future being in doubt? It seems like a daily thing that you hear in national media, especially the ESPNs of the world. But locally, I know at least one newspaper there was putting out the candidates, possible replacement candidates for him. So how much of a factor do you feel it within the building and especially among the players who I know generally are very supportive of him?
Yeah, Vic, that's true. The players are supportive of Rex. There's no scuttlebutt, there's no whispering in the hallways here, I can tell you that. And, I have no inside track on this, but from everything I've seen and heard of Rex and John Idzik, the new GM, they seem to get along well together. They seem to think along the same lines. Rex certainly has modified his blustery coaching approach, as some of his detractors might put it, and he's more of a guy who's going to not give you all the information you want, not going to make the bold prediction or the guarantee. And I think John Idzik appreciates that too. So, I think I heard Chris Mortensen say that he does not think there's going to be a change here. I don't think so either, but I certainly don't have the official word on it. I think we'll all be waiting to see how it shakes out over the next 2 weeks. But I don't sense that it's a big distraction here. Because the players do want Rex to stay around. They're not going to speculate, but nobody seems to be tied up in that. They do seem to like Rex. Calvin Pace, again, just one sack away from 10 sacks for the first time in his career, said that he really appreciated Rex coming back into the meeting room this year, something he had taken himself out of last year to become more of a head coach, I guess. But now he's back with the defense all year, and so the defense certainly seems to have shown that progress. And so all those things taken together, I think, not a distraction, but the big distraction for the Jets is that they're not playing for the playoffs.
Chris Ivory, nice acquisition in the offseason, got off to a little bit of a slow start, but has been very good lately, averaging 80 yards per game, 5.7 yards per carry with 3 touchdowns over the last 6, but really hasn't gotten the opportunity to get too involved in some games when they've fallen behind. In this game, which should be competitive, are you expecting to see a healthy dose of Chris Ivory against the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I would. Chris has been getting a little more each week. He started out with a hamstring issue from training camp that lingered into the season.
Sure.
Once that cleared up, he and Bilal Powell have still been kind of splitting the tailback duties, but Chris has been getting a little larger slice of that, those duties every week. And, he just shows it every week because he's got now, I think, 6 carries at 20 plus yards, 5 of 25 plus. The guy has a burst. People have said that he runs angry. He runs with great energy. He is a tough guy to stop down when he's got a head of steam going. And he's shown that. And he even showed it last week at Carolina when a big 35-yard run kind of put the Jets right back in the game or helped to put them back in the game briefly against the Carolina Panthers. So, yeah, I definitely think that going down the stretch, we're going to continue to see Chris. He says he's healthy. Health, really, he doesn't feel has ever been a huge issue for him, you know, ever since he got over that initial, I guess it was a hamstring back with the Saints several years ago. And so he just says he feels great. He's ready to go. And he's one of the good stories that this year's Jets have. And he's also going to be, I think, a very good story heading forward into 2014.
Randy Lang is our guest. He is the editor-in-chief of NewYorkJets.com, their website. So that's the strength. And, of course, the weakness or the area that has been the biggest problem, we know, is the passing game, and specifically having a rookie quarterback in Geno Smith take a lot of hard knocks along the way, some of them physical and some of them just the mental part of this thing. As you see it now, Randy, approaching the end of the season, where would you gauge Geno Smith's progress, and number one, and number two, just how do you see a matchup where potentially, if the Browns are playing up to full snuff here with their front seven, it could be a difficult day for him?
Well, it could be, and I think he's had those difficult days. He was having them, Vic, every other game, as you probably know. The odd-numbered games were the good ones. The even-numbered games were not so hot. I guess kind of like the Star Trek franchise years ago. But, you know, I think Geno has shown progress. That's one thing that we do want to say. This is not something where I think it's automatically, well, let's scrap that and start all over again next year. I believe he's making a case that, you know, he's got a great attitude away from the field. On the field, he does seem to correct mistakes fairly quickly, although others crop up. And then you could say, well, maybe it's not all Geno. His protection has been spotty. He's taken a lot of sacks this year, a lot of hard hits. Some of those are because he hasn't picked up the DB blitzes. The Panthers didn't do a lot of that, and they threw that at him to great effect last week. Other times, it's coming up left guard where Brian Winters has struggled. He's another rookie, the third rounder. Or around the ends with DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Austin Howard. They've been pretty stout this year, but they have given up some pressures too. And then the other issue is that wide receiver core just hasn't gotten a lot of separation. They've had a couple of games where they've had drop issues, and so it might be a little difficult for Geno to find the open receiver when he needs him. And all of those things add up to, you know, very up and down kind of year. And I know Jet fans are very frustrated, and it's added up to a lot of turnovers. The Jets are at minus 19 right now in turnover margin. They have never been higher in their franchise history than minus 20. So they certainly don't want to go any higher. They want to start to whittle it back down. And that would start with Geno, and he knows that. So he's been protecting the ball a little better. He's shown the mobility that he has, I think, been a little reluctant to use until Marty Morningwig, the offensive coordinator, and Rex Ryan said, let's do more of that. And so Geno's doing a little bit more, and he's running a little more effectively. So I think we'll continue to see all of that come into play, and you know, he'll hopefully stay a step ahead of that Browns pass rush.
One thing that had been a staple of this Jets team, certainly in the Darrelle Revis era, was a phenomenal pass defense. This year has not been as good as it had been in years past, and coming to town with the Cleveland Browns is arguably the most dominant receiver in the NFL in 2013 in Josh Gordon. Antonio Cromartie hasn't had what I would call his best season of the last few. How do you see that matchup going?
Well, I think you're right, and I think Antonio agrees with you, and Rex Ryan has been very supportive of Crow over the weeks and over the years, but even Rex has said, well, you know, there are a lot of plays that Crow would like to have back this year, and that's for sure. And so that's going to be an interesting matchup. Crow has been battling hip injuries. He had a concussion 2 weeks ago that he seems to have come back from, but the hip has been bothering him all year. And early on, he was giving up the long ball, you know, the ball sure over his head, as were a few of the other corners. And now the issue has been the short plays, the passes in front, the slants, which I know Josh Gordon is very good at and very dangerous at, and the plays out of the backfield. D'Angelo Williams hurt them with a 72-yard catch and run from Cam Newton last week. So The emphasis seems to have changed, but the pass defense itself still is kind of giving up those big plays, not playing up to where Rex Ryan and Dennis Thurman, the coordinator, would certainly like to see them. And I think that's got to be obviously an issue in the last 2 weeks. Let's see if we can figure a little bit of this thing out before we head into the offseason. Part of that's going to be Dean Milliner, the first round, the top pick of the draft, who's kind of had, you know, a mid-round rookie kind of season where he struggled and then he kind of makes progress and then he gets pulled again. Right now, I think he's kind of on a hot streak. That doesn't mean that he's going to go out there and have three picks. But he's playing better, and it will certainly be to the Jets' pass defense benefit if he can come on these last 2 weeks and show that he's worthy of that ninth pick overall.
Randy, thank you so much for the thorough breakdown, and I certainly look forward to seeing you on Sunday in the press box, my friend.
Will do, sir. Very good. Take care, and we'll see you Sunday.
All right. He is Randy Lang, does a terrific job covering the Jets, the editor-in-chief of NewYorkJets.com, the team's official website. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, hanging out with you on a Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. You're going to hear from, let's see, who do we got in our, it's Leon McFadden. See, our surprise has been fulfilled now. We've got Leon McFadden, who we want to hear from.
It's
this guy.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
This dude's going to be starting a corner in Sunday's game against the Jets. So Jameer Howerton takes us inside the locker room with that. We got Gerard Cherry coming up. We want to hear from you, too. You want to dial us up at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. The Barks from the Pound, and also your tweets at Browns_daily. Want those.
And we're going to hear from Jason Campbell, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Thomas, the left tackle of the Cleveland Browns. And we're going to get some cuts from Todd McShay talking about the quarterback crop coming out in the 2014 NFL draft. So all that and more. Stick around here on ESPN 850 WKNR.